story from Isaiah right through the Christmas story, and it's entitled God's Promise.
And so, God called Isaiah and other prophets to herald the coming of the promised Messiah, to tell the world of a Savior who would redeem Israel and set his people free.
These chosen messengers from God were faithful in proclaiming the good news. Though they were often ridiculed and persecuted, and though their prophecy often fell on deaf ears.
However, the weeks and months of waiting soon began to take their toll. This promise of a Messiah became a shallow dream and a distant hope.
When would the Messiah come?
Find our rest in thee. Let us find our rest.
Then one starry night in the village of Bethlehem, the promise of the ages was fulfilled. Jesus, the Messiah, was born.
A young girl named Mary was the first to know how God's promise was to be fulfilled.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Nazareth to tell Mary that God had chosen her to be the mother of the Savior of the world.
Mary was filled with fear, but the angel said, "Fear not, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive a child whose name will be Jesus."
Mary, I bring you news from God. Blessed are you among women. Don't be afraid. God favors you. He wants you to bear his son. He will be great, the son. God will give to him David's throne, and he will rule over Jacob's house. His kingdom will never end. His kingdom will never end. The Holy Spirit will come.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be taxed, everyone to his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed. with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
And so it was that there, whilst they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day a son in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all people.
And when the angels were gone away from them and into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. So they ran to the village and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger, just as the angel had said.
Shepherds, shake off your drowsy sleep, rise and leave your flocks of sheep. Angels from heaven around are singing tidings
The shepherds went away rejoicing, celebrating God's promise come true.
And we celebrate today just as they did.
We celebrate not only the fulfillment of prophecy, but the eternal life that the babe of Bethlehem brings.
We celebrate life.
We celebrate God's love.
Story of that first Christmas, a story that many of us have heard 100 times before.
Sometimes this story becomes so familiar that we lose the wonder and mystery of it all. The babe in the manger somehow gets lost in the rush and hurry of the season, and we find ourselves not only going through the motions, singing the carols, but not really hearing them. Doing all the right things, but for the wrong reasons.
Perhaps we all need to go back to Bethlehem and allow the Christ child to be born in our hearts anew, and to look into the manger and see not just a baby, but our Savior, Christ the Lord.
Came to earth for me, but in Bethlehem's
special thank you to Dan and to Gina for carrying this through the last few months and bringing it to today. Thank you so much. Now let us continue in our worship as we bring before God our offerings.